BBC News. Hello, I'm Jerry Smith. The Netherlands is to cut the daytime speed limit to 100 kilometres an hour to tackle nitrogen emissions. The Prime Minister, Mark Rutte, said it was a tough but necessary measure to help the country combat climate change. Here's Mike Sanders.
Mark Rutte knows this will be an unpopular measure, but his hand has been forced by a Dutch court ruling in May that the current national rules on building and farming permits breach EU emissions levels for nitrous oxide and ammonia. Huge infrastructure projects have been put on hold as a result, notably plans to build 75,000 homes. Imposing speed limits should bring emissions down to a level where the building schemes can go ahead. Existing limits of up to 130 kilometres per hour will remain overnight.
The World Health Organization has approved the world's first ever vaccine against Ebola. The drug, called Ervebo, which is manufactured by the American pharmaceutical company Merck, has been used since last year as an experimental vaccine in the east of the Democratic Republic of Congo. The BBC's Anne Soy reports.
This is a major step forward. A WHO prequalification is granted only after a drug passes important safety and efficacy tests. But this vaccine has already been in use since last year to contain two outbreaks in the Democratic Republic of Congo. The government there invoked compassionate protocols to allow its use while research was still underway. And it is evidence collected during that time that has convinced regulators that it is safe and effective against Ebola. The vaccine will be available in the market from around mid-next year.
Spanish police say Venezuela's former military intelligence chief has gone missing in Spain, days after a court approved his extradition to the United States. The former general, Hugo Carvajal, was arrested in Spain in April at the request of Washington on drug trafficking charges. Spain's High Court had initially ruled that he should be released and his extradition request denied, but on Friday it overturned the decision. The US electric car maker Tesla has announced that Berlin will be the site of its first European factory. Tesla's chief executive, Elon Musk, said the company would also build an engineering and design center in the German capital. He said the facility would be located near the new Berlin airport. Tesla faces intensifying competition in the electric vehicle industry. The manager of Chelsea Football Club, Frank Lampard, has imposed a strict disciplinary regime on his youthful squad, including fines of $25,000 for being late for training. The policy appears to be working. Frank Lampard has taken the club to third place in the English Premier League. BBC News.